Hey, this is Dave Burgess, and you are listening to The Dave Burgess Show, where we talk education, lifestyle, entrepreneurship, fitness, wellness, principles of success, interview elite performers in their field, and most importantly, cover topics that will empower, inspire, and uplift you. Let's go.
Unbelievable. Welcome to episode one of the Dave Burgess Show. It is actually finally happening after years and years of people pushing me. Shout out to Ruben Hoffman, who's probably pushed me for 5 or 6 years to do this. It is actually happening. The Dave Burgess Show is here. And so this is the launch. This is the takeoff, the leap into the podcasting world. Thank you for joining us. I would like to tell you a little bit about this show, what you can expect, discuss a few topics today, and then we'll head right into the next episode. So first of all, I want you to know that there's going to be a combination of things on this show. It's going to be wide-ranging topics. We're not going to just talk education. Of course, we will talk education, but we'll also talk fitness. We'll talk entrepreneurship. We'll talk about marketing. We'll talk about wellness, success principles, you name it. Any topic that might be of particular interest to me and the audience at that particular time, we will dive into it. Some of the shows are going to be standalone episodes like this one with just me. Other times, I am going to bring you elite performers in the field, and we can talk about what they do, what their mindset is for success. As you are listening to these episodes, I want you to always have a how can I use that mindset. So maybe you are in education, maybe you are in business, but no matter who is speaking on the podcast, always think to yourself, how can I use that in what I do? That's an important element of innovation and creativity in the business space, is to not always be limited by the ideas which are within your industry or within your school system, for example, but to expose yourself to ideas from everywhere, from outside of that, and then draw from those ideas and bring them back in. For example, I'm going to tell you something very unusual about my book, Teach Like a Pirate. If you are listening to me for the first time, I am the author of Teach Like a Pirate, the co-author of P is for Pirate, and the president of Dave Burgess Consulting Incorporated. We publish educational books from educators all over the world, do professional development speaking, keynote speaking, all of that. Well, let me tell you something unusual about my book. First of all, it has been translated into Korean. It's been translated into two forms of Chinese, Russian, Spanish, and we have sold over 500,000 copies of it from the house. We published it off a laptop at the kitchen table at our house and has sold over 500,000 copies. But I'm going to tell you something that you might not know about it. There's not one single education book referenced inside. That's right, not one single one. Not because I don't like education books. I published over 125 education books, right? It's because that's not where it came from. It was from the outside drawn in. It was my background as a magician, for example, influenced my sense of showmanship and staging. My background as a coach influenced how I deliver instruction and deliver feedback to students, and the understanding that good coaching is teaching and teaching is coaching, right? My background as an MC influenced my professional development speaking style. Like if you were to see me do a keynote speech, you might walk away going, all right, was that a professional development or was that a show? Well, hopefully what it is a powerful combination of both. But I've learned to speak in ways that are flourishy in order to entertain an audience with speed, changing the speed of delivery, intonation and inflection. And all of these things I've brought into my professional development speaking to hopefully make it more effective and more powerful, right? My background as a marketer and entrepreneur influenced how I deliver instruction in the classroom. I'm selling my content to my students. I'm using sales and marketing techniques in the classroom that I learned for business. I'm using them also in the classroom in order to instruct students, and now, of course, to instruct educators. And so all of these things, all these wide variety of interests have come together to create something that was unique and different in the Teach Like a Pirate system. So always look outside of your industry, outside of your subject area, even within your school system, look outside of your subject area, look outside of your grade level and try to figure out what is making each of these individual people successful and how can I use that in my classroom. Just to give you an example of how this might look for us as a publishing company, and these are, I'm not saying that these are great ideas. I'm certainly not saying these are ideas that DBC is going, that we're going to use, but just as an example of how this works. Like maybe you take something like the airlines industry and say, okay, what is it that the airline industry has done well? And is there any way that I could use that in what I do? Okay, well, let's see, airline industry, they have created a frequent flyer program, a loyalty program, right? So after you've developed a certain number of frequent flyer miles with an airline, you tend to stick with that airline because that's where your miles are built up, right? You have a loyalty to that airline and you want to achieve higher levels. They've kind of gamified it where you can get to different levels. You know, now you're a bronze flyer or a gold or a diamond or whatever it might be, right? And so you want to reach that highest level. Well, maybe as a publishing business, could we do that? Could we create some sort of system where the more books people buy, they build up points, which they can use to trade in for other books? I'm just throwing that out as an example. Take the shoe industry. That seems like, well, how could you use something from the shoe industry in publishing? Well, let's look at a model like Tom's. Tom's has a buy one, give one model, like a mission-based capitalism, right? Where they're going to, you buy a shoe from Tom's and they give a shoe to an area someplace in the world which is in dire need of shoes, all right? And they built a whole brand around that model, and others have done the same thing. Well, is that something that we could do? Could we do that with our children's books? Maybe we could get more interest in our children's books if you say, hey, if you buy a children's book from us, we will give a children's book to an underserved population or a place in the country or in the world which needs access to literature, right? And so maybe you could do a buy one, give one model in publishing. And the same thing about Bombas socks. I sometimes wear Bombas socks. They have a buy one, give one model as well. Let's take another industry. Car dealerships. Now, there's certainly lots in car dealerships that we probably do not want to model, right? But is there anything? Well, let's see. You know, one of the things that a car dealership does when you go in there, they allow you to test drive the car. In fact, they encourage you to test drive the car. Why would they expect that you're going to buy a car if you haven't had the ability to test it out, to drive it, to see if you fit in the driver's seat? I'm 6'5", right? I want to get inside the car. I want to see if my head bangs into the ceiling. I want to see if my knees fit under the steering wheel or by the gear shift. I want to be able to check all these things out. I want to know how the car rides, and that's going to help me. Once you've driven a car and you fall in love with it, then you're going to be more likely to buy that car. Well, for example, we have incorporated something like that with Dave Burgess Consulting. If you go to DaveBurgessConsulting.com and you go to our book page, we allow you to test drive all of our books. You can scroll down to each book and you can click on it and you can read the first several chapters of the book for free. So now you get a chance to dive in. You can read the foreword. You can read chapter one, chapter two. You could see if this is a message that's going to resonate with you, if it's a writing style that you're going to be drawn to, right? So go to DaveBurgessConsulting.com, test drive our books. That was something that we got from a car dealership, right? And so this is just a path of innovation, a path of creativity, is to always look outside of your profession, see what is being used that's successful, and then try to incorporate that into what you do. Not only is that going to give you creative ammunition from other areas, but it's also going to make you unique in your space, because you're not just copying the ideas from within your industry, but you're bringing ideas from outside of your industry in. It is more likely to make you seem innovative within your space. All right. Now, the next thing that I would tell you, David Epstein, by the way, he wrote a book called Range. And in Range, he debunked the myth that early specialization was the path to success. We always hear these stories of the child prodigy, right? The person that was almost forced to go to stay in a certain area and everything else was kind of wiped out of their life and they were forced to specialize and then they rose to greatness because of this specialization. Well, that is very true, but for a very limited number of people. What you don't see are the thousands of people that crashed and burned by doing that. The thousands of people who were robbed of their happiness and their ability to explore and examine, have a fully examined life, right? And he showed time after time of where actually that early specialization sometimes limited people. And it was the generalist, the person that was the jack of all trades. We use that term derisively sometimes. We say, jack of all trades, master of none. Well, you know what? You could be jack of all trades, master of one, or master of many. And sometimes that makes you more creative, because he mentioned that you were able to make connections between diverse fields. And it's because you were aware of these diverse fields, you were able to make connections and you were able to actually be more innovative. So take the tunnel vision, get out of tunnel vision. Take the blinders off. I talk about this all the time with, say, you know, maybe I'll talk to a group of high school teachers, and I'm trying to convince them to take the blinders off of their subject. They're so into their subject matter, and they can't understand why everyone else is not in their subject matter as well. Like, maybe I talk to a history teacher and they say, like, I just don't understand what's happening. Kids do not today seem fascinated by the Spanish-American War. And I'm like, wow, amazing. You're kidding me. Kids aren't fascinated by the Spanish-American War? That's amazing, right? Well, because they can't understand because they're so fascinated by all these aspects of history, right? But sometimes we have to take those blinders off and learn how we can incorporate other elements and other things into what we do, into our presentation, which will draw kids in and make it relevant for them and in their world. As I consider my life, and I think about my path, I know all sorts of places where I have dived deep, where I've become almost obsessive about a subject matter. And so it's not that because you're going to be interested in a wide variety of things, that means that everything has to be shallow. That's not the case. You are exposing yourself to a wide variety of interests, but then you allow yourself and allow others, by the way, like students, to dive deep into the areas that they want to go into. So, for example, as a child, I became fascinated with chess, and I would spend hours of day poring over chess books, poring over a chess board, going at night to the chess club and playing in chess tournaments, traveling to different places, to Los Angeles, to Las Vegas, in order to play in the United States Chess Federation tournaments, right? I was going deep into that. But at the same time, I was a successful high school basketball player. I was a student. I was into popping. I was into rap music. I was into all these different things. So it wasn't that I just had one area of interest, but I allowed myself to really go deep into that area, right? As a basketball coach, I went deep. When we were implementing the motion offense, I learned everything that I possibly could about the motion offense. I bought books on the motion offense. I went to clinics on the motion offense. I traveled to places where I could go see coaches who are excellent at implementing the motion offense. Matchup zone. One year I determined, heading into the next year, I decided that our best opportunity to defeat our biggest competition was to use the matchup zone. Something that would be unique, something that would be different, something that they would not be seen on a regular basis. And they had more talent than us. So I said, we need to do something different. And so we invested all of our spring league games. We played the matchup zone. We played every single summer league and summer tournament game in the matchup zone. Every single game in the fall and every preseason game, matchup zone. Every single minute of every game in the matchup zone. I bought books. I have probably 40 books on the matchup zone. I have videos. I'm going to say probably 20 to 30 videos on the matchup zone. Pretty quickly, I learned that a lot of what other coaches call matchup zone is not actually matchup zone, but that's a whole different story for a different podcast, right? I traveled to clinics again. I got game tapes of college teams that were using the matchup zone. Everything that I could possibly do to learn about the matchup zone, I did. Same thing with publishing. When it came time to either sign a contract with a traditional publisher or to create Dave Burgess Consulting Incorporated, research of an intense nature. I read every single thing I possibly could about the publishing world. I read about self-publishing, about hybrid models, about traditional publishing. I listened to podcasts on self-publishing. I read books on these things. I contacted people that had done it in the past successfully. I contacted people who had failed at it and tried to find out why. Everything I could possibly learn about the publishing world, that's what I did. And then with Shelly, we created Dave Burgess Consulting, trying to take all of these lessons, try to create a hybrid model, take all of the best parts of traditional publishing, right? And eliminate all the worst parts. Take all the best parts of self-publishing, eliminate the worst parts, and create a perfect mix, a hybrid model in the middle, which eventually became the model of Dave Burgess Consulting Incorporated. But it was because of a deep dive of an almost obsessive search for what was going to be successful in the industry. So just because you're interested in a lot of stuff doesn't mean that it's going to be shallow. You absolutely can dive deep into those parts of things that you want to dive into. And that's exactly what we hope to do on this podcast right here. There's going to be all sorts of subjects. There's going to be a wide variety. You never know what you're going to get every week. Sometimes it's going to be a standalone episode with me where I explore something that's intriguing to me, something that I I want to discuss with you. Sometimes it's going to be people that I bring in and have a rich conversation with and talk about. Maybe you're going to hear them speak to you in a way that you haven't heard on other podcasts because of the way that the interview is going to be conducted. I cannot wait to hold these conversations with these people and for you. And if this is the kind of stuff that is of interest to you, then this is a podcast that you're going to want to subscribe to. You're going to want to hit that subscribe button. Make sure that you don't miss an episode. And you know that there's a term called polymath. A polymath is someone who has maybe one area where they have a great amount of depth, but their expertise extends into multiple areas. And that's what I would like to have this podcast be. We're going to have a polymath approach here where we're going to talk to all kinds of people about all kinds of stuff. And again, as the intro said, hopefully things that will empower, inspire, and uplift you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of the Dave Burgess Show. Remember to live wide, read wide. That is the philosophy. That is the mindset. When I go into Barnes & Noble, I don't just go to one section of the bookstore. I don't just go to the education section of the bookstore. Of course, you should go there and look for Dave Burgess Consulting books, but that's not where I stop. I go into all sorts of areas of the bookstore. I'm exploring the chess books. I'm in the marketing section. I'm in the entrepreneurial section. I'm in the success self-help literature section. I'm in all these different areas of the bookstore, and that's how I want to live my life. I want to live wide, read wide, and that a wide variety of interests is like rocket fuel for your creativity. Your interests in all these different areas will provide ammunition, which then you can take and use in whatever area of expertise that you want to really specialize in. The key is if you are feeling stuck, if you are in a rut, if you don't know where to go from here, maybe the answer is not right in front of you. Maybe the answer is around the corner in an entirely different industry or with a strategy used by someone completely outside of your field of study. So if you live wide and read wide, you will be able to draw from a much larger toolbox in your quest to conquer challenges, overcome obstacles, and find unique solutions to raise you to the next level of excellence in whatever you do. Thank you so much for listening to The Dave Burgess Show. Let's connect. I am at Burgess Dave on Twitter. My name just flipped around to Burgess Dave. On Instagram, I am DBC_INC, and I blog at DaveBurgess.com. Please share your thoughts and comments on social media using the hashtag DaveBurgessShow. It would mean the world to me if you shared the show with friends and colleagues, and I would be honored if you left a positive review on whatever platform you listen on. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you have a question, a topic, or a guest recommendation for the show, email me at dave@daveburgess.com. Put podcast question into the subject line, and I absolutely cannot wait to join you on the next episode.